Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Janesville, New York, your pastor for the day. What a joy and a privilege it is to be with you all and to worship and to honor the Lord. And I want to talk about a few people in the Bible who have blessed me, and I thank God that how God has got a help-wanted sign, and He wants you. We are going to quickly look at Exodus chapter 31, verse 2. When God gave the blueprint for the tabernacle, the Word of God says God already had a man in His mind. And it says in Exodus 31, verse 2, that how He had chosen Bezalel for the project. And He also had an associate for him. And it is said, He was filled with the Spirit of God and wisdom and knowledge and skill and understanding to do all things needed. And what a joy it is. God's got a project and God wants individuals and people available, and He wants to bless us. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior by confessing our sins and inviting Him in, He gives us His Holy Spirit as a stamp and a seal, and He is with us. And here in Exodus 31, 2, it says that how God filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. Everything God gave and prepared him and equipped him so that he could serve this God. So when God calls, He invests Himself in us, and we have the 66 books in the Word of God to dig and to draw. Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings to search out a matter. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, as we draw from the wells of salvation with joy, that we may rejoice with Him. The next person I want to mention is Phinehas. We see that he had a zeal for God. In Numbers 25:11, God says that He has my zeal. And the promise God made to him, I'm going to bless you and the generations to come because you are faithful to me. What a God. When we are faithful, even if you have gone away from Him, He's got an unlocked door at the moment that we could come back and confess, and He will give us a fresh start. What a great God we have. That is Phinehas. And then we see about Ezra. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, it says, Ezra had prepared himself for God, to serve God. We can also prepare our hearts, yield ourselves to Him, and give ourselves to this God who is calling us, wants us to incorporate us. Then we also see the life of Esther, that she was ready to serve. In Esther 4:16, if I perish, I perish. Then Mary, it is said in Luke 1:39, behold the maidservant of the Lord. He's got a help-wanted sign. He's looking for people. Let us join together and work together and say, Lord, give me a hunger and thirst. Matthew, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. I want to encourage you and challenge you. Write one scripture a day, every day in your own handwriting, and you will discover the joy of it and the blessings of it, and you will be changed. I have been doing this since August 16th of 2001. Every day I'm discovering this God who has called us is a great God. Let's love Him and serve Him with joy. Whatever days we have, give Him all the glory. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.